Hello, everybody. I feel so loved. You guys are so sweet, so nice, and know that I love you just as much and more. God is so good to allow me to be a part of this body. And it's a privilege to be able to share with you about our Lord. Amen. So did everybody pick up their sheets from over there? Well, please pick up your sheets. Yes. Yeah. All righty. So we're all ready. So this particular topic is so huge. Whenever I get up here to speak, I always think to myself, wow, this is big. How in the world am I going to talk about this in such a short period of time? And we're just going to see what the Holy Spirit has for us. So let's get started. Living in Freedom 101, Identifying Truth and Lies. So here's a foundational thing. If the truth sets us free, then the reverse is also true. Lies keep us in bondage. And that's why it's essential that you identify what lies could possibly be affecting you. And so now, why is this important? And it's important because we all want to live in the truth, right? And even though we want to live in the truth, sometimes, however, there are some things that happen spiritually in terms of spiritual warfare that may be at work that blind us to the truth. And so here's something, a word that the world is using in order to define something that we know happens spiritually, that the enemy, he's a liar, and he never tells the truth. And one thing, way in which he operates is that the enemy will tell a lie over and over and over and over again for generations even. The same lie, he'll tell it. And so this thing that we call it in the world concerning the enemy lying is called illusory truth. The illusory truth effect is this. It's also known as the illusion of truth, and it describes how when we hear the same false information repeated again and again, we often come to believe it is true. Troublingly, this even happens when people should know better, when people initially know the information is false. Now, isn't that amazing? That even though we could know something is true, yet hearing it over and over and over again is it's almost as if we mentally cry, "Uncle, uncle, okay, I'll believe what you're saying as long as you just leave me alone." Isn't that something? And so I have some examples of it. An example of it, like I said earlier, is that there are generational lies that are told in our families. Your uncle was an alcoholic, and so therefore you may have the predisposition to be an alcoholic. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. No, I'm not going to believe that. That's a lie. And then how about the news? Every single day, all day long, news networks are telling, well, they believe they're telling the truth. But we know just by listening, oftentimes we hear a lot of lies that are being told. How about just the lie of all telling us all of the bad news that's going on and not telling us about the good news that's happening every day? Another example is that if you had I knew someone whose mom told them, You're not anything, and you're never going to be anything. That's a horrible lie. And if you believe it, even no matter how talented you are, how smart you are, but your parent planted those seeds within you that sprouted a lie, that sprouted death. And then how about in the body of Christ? I've heard this so many times. Everyone is more gifted than me. Everybody else has gifts, but I don't have a gift. I don't know of any gift that I have. And I look at that person like, what? It says right in the Word of God that we have gifts. And so that's a lie. Don't believe the lies that the enemy is telling you about who you are, what your identity is in the kingdom of heaven. No, we're all given gifts. And so here's an application. Sometimes these lies that we believe, they're ingrained, right? And in order to though live by truth, we have to and we need to operate within absolute limits, which are non-negotiable and are uniformly and universally applied. Okay? So truth is non-negotiable. It's just matter of fact. It's absolute. And so we have to and we need to operate according to the fact that truth never changes. So I don't have the scripture on your paper, but you can write it down. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless until our Lord Jesus Christ comes again. Now, I chose that scripture because I wanted to bring out the fact that when God does something, he does it in completeness. He does it in wholeness. He does it forever. He does it universally. And so when the enemy comes to you with a lie, you can stand on the word of God knowing that that word will never change. And oftentimes what we do is I have the picture of sort of like a banana in my head where we start to peel that banana a little bit. He gives us something and we're like, what is that thought that he's giving to me? And you start entertaining that thought until that whole banana is peeled. The whole lie is revealed. But God, he has sanctified us through and through. He has given us his truth. He is keeping us blameless. That means he's keeping us in his truth. Now, there's a premise that I want to talk about here. You see it in your sheet. As God's children who are citizens of the kingdom of heaven, it is imperative that we agree at all times with the covenants and precepts that are God's laws or God's truth, which have been eternally established by his word to govern his kingdom. Agreement is everything. If you do not feel a sense of urgency to agreement, ask the Lord to give you that sense of urgency, that you only agree with God, that you only agree with truth. It's imperative. And so when the enemy comes to you, like I just said earlier, and he brings to you a lie, it is imperative that you stand firm. Let the truth be the only thing that you agree with, but let the truth be the only thing that you allow to govern your thoughts and your actions. I also have a scripture down. You can write down James 1 and 4. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and lacking nothing. Lord, we pray that we would persevere to allow you to mature us and complete us because we lack nothing. He's given us everything we need in order to succeed, in order to achieve what he's called us to do, in order to conquer our enemy. All right, so foundation number one, Could someone do me a favor and grab me 2 glasses out of the kitchen and put some water in each of the glasses? I was supposed to do that before I came up. All right. So foundation number one, there are no half-truths. Things in this world are based in either truth or a lie. Truths given to us by Jesus are absolute and eternal, not relative. It applies to everyone and everything. There are not truths that apply to some people, but don't apply to others. And I would say that there are some truths that truth does not apply to some things and not to everything. As Paul has explained in the Bible, there is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And so truth has a name, thank you so much, and an identity, which is Jesus. He is the embodiment of truth, and all truth has its origin in him. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And so here you see, I have 2 glasses of water. And I want one of these glasses to be a glass full of truth. And I want this glass to be a glass that is full of lies, okay? And I want you to know that this glass that is full of truth only has truth in it. And so therefore, I will partake of it. Truth is good. But what if I put, let's pretend like this is dirt. What if I put some dirt in there? What if I put some lie in that truth? Yicky. Now my hand is shaking. I don't want to partake of truth mixed with a lie. And guess what? Truth has no lie in it. Okay? So therefore, this is not truth anymore. Now, here we have a lie. But can I have truth in my lie? No. And so, can I take a lie out of the truth and make it truth? No, because if this is dirt, even if you take that lump of dirt out of it, I know that there was some dirt in there. And so it is not truth. Does that make any sense to y'all? It made sense to me at home. So we only want to partake of clear streams, clear water, living water. Jesus, who is the essence of all truth. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so I have Hebrews 1:3, that Jesus is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. Hallelujah. So lie, this is foundation number two, lie has a name too, and it's Satan or Lucifer, and he is the father an originator of lies and deception, and there is no truth in him. John 6:44, you belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He is a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And you know, what's so disturbing is oftentimes we try to make a lie the truth. And we try to give the enemy the nature of our God. But he has no truth in him. If he comes to you elusively, if he comes to you with an illusion, if he comes to you with any little even bit of anything else, which he can't come to you with anything but a lie. That's the thing. Even when you try to describe him coming in any other way other than a lie, you can't do it because his whole nature is to lie. So therefore, don't entertain it. I'm talking to myself all the time. I tell myself, Veronica, do not come in agreement with anything that is not the word of God. If his word says I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me, guess what? Hallelujah. Ooh, that's hitting home. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. If the word says I am healed, I'm not going to entertain hits and so forth. I am going to declare with Jesus' stripes, I am healed. I'm going to act according to his nature in me because as he is, so am I in this world. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven is residing in all of us already, not in partiality, in fullness. I have the fullness of the kingdom of heaven. That's why I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. It's not about my strength. It's not about my ability. It's not about how much I know. He knows all things. Hallelujah. And so I don't really get intimidated very much by things when people say, Veronica, can you do this? A lot of times, I don't know if I can do different things. And I'm like, sure. And I just start walking towards it like, okay, Jesus, we can do this. And I also call it, in my language, I'm just going to play in the street. That means nothing to you all, but it means something to me. I'm just playing in the street. You know, I don't know what cars are going to come. I'm just going to dodge the car and walk across the street to the other side and say, wow, how did I get past all of those cars? Because God's destiny, oftentimes we can't see beyond where we are. But if we just take that first step, oh, glory to God. There's glory in that step. There's promise in that step. There's purpose in that step. There is divine appointment in that step. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead and keep the God appointments with destiny, huh? I'm off of my page. I don't know where I am. But let's keep the divine appointments with destiny to believe God for his truth. Hallelujah. So I'm on the page right now where it says, in order to live in truth. Up at the top, you see truth and true and false, like a lie detector. And it says, in order to live in truth, we have to, I'm just restating my initial premise, the foundation, we have to and we need to operate within absolute limits, which are non-negotiable and are uniformly and universally applied. Now, here are some examples of non-negotiable truths. Light and darkness. 1 John 1:5. And this is the message we have heard from him and announced to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Do you realize how important it is to really grasp and have a revelation on that? That when there's light, there's no darkness that exists. Darkness cannot exist in the presence of light. And in that same principle, lies cannot exist in the presence of truth. Okay, so that's why it's important that we always agree with truth and not entertain lies. Let's see. The second one let's go over is remembering and forgetting. Hebrews 8:12, for I will be merciful toward their iniquities and I will remember their sins no more. That's an absolute. Why is it an absolute? Because it's true. It's true that he will remember our iniquities no more. We're the ones who are constantly meditating on our faults, right? I did this wrong and I did that wrong and I'm going to do something wrong tomorrow. And, you know, that's living according to your natural nature is not living according to who you are in the spirit. The truth is that the real me, the reality of who I really am, you're looking at my natural body that will pass away, but my glorious body, I assure you, is amazing. My glorious body is whole and complete and lacking nothing. So I'm connecting to my real identity. Not that I can't do things and that Jesus is somehow looking at me and going, look at her, she's nothing. Look at her, she's always sinning. You know, what gave me a revelation on this is when my son was little and he would do something wrong, I always wanted him to know that I still loved him and delighted in him. Makes me cry when I talk about my son. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But I wanted him to know the love of God, the authentic love of God, where if he did something wrong, I'd always tell him, and his dad would always tell him, run to us, not from us. When you do something wrong, always know you can run to us. Don't feel like you need to run away from us. Let's, as a family, celebrate truth. Let's not exalt lies. Let's not exalt condemnation. And so we practice the kingdom of heaven to remember his sins no more. And so when he came into the room again or interacted with me again after doing something wrong, I would look at him and smile as if he had never done anything wrong. I'd embrace him. Even after I corrected him, I would embrace him and say, I love you so much. You know, because that's the love that the Father gives us. He remembers, just like he says, I will remember your sins no more. And if we begin to operate in that, if we begin to operate in the knowledge that my God has my back at all times, hallelujah, my God is equipping me at all times. My God is looking at me with a gaze of his radiance at all times. When I look at him, in the knowledge of who I am, I'm reflecting his glory because his glory is shining on me. And therefore, I'm always radiating his kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let's read Isaiah 43 and 25. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember your sins. And then Psalms 105 and 8, he has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. And so there we see the nature of truth at work, that truth remains. Truth remains the same. Truth never changes. And that's why it's imperative that we only agree with truth. Lies will fade, believe it or not. Lies fade. Lies only have death in them, and death has already been defeated. But the enemy, what he tries to do is just act as if he somehow has power, but we really know that we have all authority over all the power of the enemy. And so he's coming at you, as the word says, like a roaring lion, like he has power, like he somehow can harm you. But in that same verse where it says that we have all authority over all the power of the enemy, it says, and nothing by any means will hurt you. He can't hurt my body. He can't hurt my soul. He can't hurt my spirit. And he can't hurt my substance. He's coming like he's a threat, but he has no threat in him that he can really do against us. My God has me shielded and guarded and is uplifting me with his righteous right hand at all times. And he is faithful in that, because guess what? That's truth. So that's a constant. He is constantly lifting me up. He is constantly shielding me. He never fails because he's faithful. His word is true. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so full because I'm so thankful for his truth that never changes. I live by that truth. Thank you, Jesus. I did have an aside. I looked at this, and it may be interesting to a couple of you. I looked up truth in the Hebrew. And it says that in the Hebrew, the word for truth is emet, and it contains the first, middle, and the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, indicating that truth encompasses all things and endures from the beginning to the end. But get this, listen to this. But if we remove the letter Aleph from the word, the first letter, we are left with the word dead. Just removing that first letter, we're left with the word dead, the opposite of life. The letter Aleph is the letter that represents oneness and preeminent glory of God. Therefore, if we attempt to ignore or suppress God in our understanding of truth, we end up with death. And since Jesus told us, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no one comes to the Father apart from me, those who deny his reality are in a state of spiritual death. And so we simply cannot know the meaning of life apart from the glory of God. Amen. All right, so back to our notes. The next page, Psalms 119 and 6, and I have some things for you to fill in. Let's read through it together. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep. And that's something that is so important. I don't want us to not realize the importance of little words like keep. But keep is a word of truth in the word of God. To keep something is to keep it constantly. Blessed are those. We are blessed. We are happy. Those of us who constantly keep his statutes and seek him with all. All is the constant truth with all of our hearts. They do no wrong, but follow his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast. And to be steadfast is to be firmly fixed and not subject to change. To be full in belief and determination. To be loyal and faithful. So, oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. And then I would not be put to shame. When I consider your commands, I will not be put to shame. And so what does it mean to consider? When you consider something, you fix your mind on it with a view to be careful, to carefully examine it and to study it, to ponder it and to meditate on it. So, Lord, we will not be put to shame when we consider your commands. Psalms 119 and 37. Lord, turn my eyes away from worthless things. That means turn my eyes away from death. Turn my eyes away from lies. Preserve my life according to your word. And then lastly, Psalms 119 and verses 87 through 94. They almost wipe me from the earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. I haven't forsaken your truth. In your unfailing love, preserve my life that I may obey the statutes of your mouth. Your word, Lord, eternal. It stands firm, or eternally stands, it stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. See, that truth lasts through all generations. Lies do not prevail over the generations. Truth prevails through all generations. Amen. Hallelujah. And so you establish the earth, and it endures. Your laws endure to this day, or your truth endures to this day, for all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. The Lord is preserving our lives with his truth. And so save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. And then I have a declaration for us to declare together. If you would, let's stand together. Let's see, your word, Lord, eternally it stands firm. It stands firm. All right, let's do our declaration together. All right, together. I declare that I will meditate on God's truth, because I know that looking into the mirror of God's word is revealing to me reality and my real identity, in which God has purposed and predestined for me to live. I declare that I am anointed to remember God's truth, and that I will willfully choose to only come into agreement with words, emotions, and imaginations that only have their foundation built upon the foundation of truth, because God's truth sets me eternally free. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.